We are back, hour number two of Barstool Radio, reminiscing about Chitty Bang. Dave called them yellow belly cowards back in, this was November 2010.
Yeah.
You yellow belly cowards. We also talked about the Blackout Tour. That was another, that was like, you know, I feel like we didn't have, you didn't have any money, and like we needed a big hit, and that was it. Like, I remember, like, Feidelberg was on payroll for like a couple hundred bucks a month, and I remember having to be like, Dave, can't pay you that anymore.
Blackout Tour.
It was dark days prior to the Blackout Tour.
Blackout Tour, I thought I was going to, like, retire. And I mean, we went through a span where a couple times I was clearing in my pocket, like, 250 grand a night.
I remember being like, I need a fucking raise.
As fast as that came, it went. And Gambling Dave was not, like, putting in my pocket. Gambling Dave was, like, pushing. Jim Fossa just pushing. All right.
Where did it go?
To his bookie.
No. We reinvested. We got caught. We started buying all the production ourselves, and we were doing EDM shows.
We bought a truck. We bought all the equipment.
Yep.
So there was a whole separate expenses. Yeah.
Yeah. For Starfish. Big company. I mean, to do a show would cost 250 grand between renting the venue, the lights.
So it was a wash.
I think
every
two
night
things
then.
Happened. No, I don't think it was a wash.
No.
We were making money.
When we were making money, we were clearing. I was winning.
Shit. Okay.
But it started with the Blackout Tour. The real quick backstory. So Blackout Tour literally started. It was actually Draft Street. It was a fantasy company. It was like, we want to do events. Can you guys do events for us? I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, we want to get in frats, talk to frat kids to get them to sign up. We just thought, like, we'll do a blacklight party. We'll, like, show up at a frat house with black lights, and we'll throw a party, a Barstool party. Then, like, the next morning, Draft Street gets to talk to the frat kids, be like, play in this tournament. That's how it started. I went to the first one. It was a Clemson flat frat basement. So threw a bunch of 10 black lights in a truck and went and did it. Did that for a little while. That's why it was called the Blackout Tour, which later became controversial. And we just did it. It was going okay. Nothing major was happening. We did it in Iowa one time at a bar, and they had CO2 already in the bar that came from the ceiling. And people saw the yeah. And people like, was that a real scream?
Yeah, sorry. I thought you were behind me.
That was like the most overreaction.
I literally just went.
Sorry.
That
sorry,
was like
everyone.
A wild.
I wish we had a video of that.
I know.
Just got
maybe
scared.
That
sorry,
was like,
everyone, for hearing that scream. Holy shit,
like,
KFC. I thought you were behind me.
Do you have
doing
like
that,
skeletons or something?
I get scared shitless. Like I got a little blackout speaking
that
to that right
now. That was a wild reaction. So the CO2 came down. We made a video, and suddenly everybody wanted to go to these parties, and they exploded. And we went from doing like 300
person. I mean, that was the beauty of it, is it just happened to coincide with the rise of Avicii and all these people. Like, that music just went mainstream. Molly went mainstream.
Yeah, and so we went from 300 person basements to 5,000 person concerts. We weren't using DJs. DJs, we were playing Avicii's music. We didn't have a DJ. Avicii, we were paying like $500 for a DJ and making bank. And it was the hottest concert in the country. We closed Bamboozle. We went on after fucking
That's
Bon Jovi.
Right. I remember that.
I was on a call with Live Nation, and they're like trying to get us a discount. They're like, we'll give you 200 grand to like close, like after everything. And they thought that was a bad offer to us. And they're like, but here's the thing, you got to remember, we're only offering you 200 grand, but so many people are going to hear your music and they'll like you guys, and you'll get new fans. Like, we don't have music.
We're playing other people's music.
Yeah, it's like, we're not who do you think we are? We're like a blog. And they're like, what? Because Live Nation at the back end, and all they saw is whenever we put our tickets on sale, they're gone 30 seconds later. And then people said the Blackout Tour, we were encouraging. It all became convoluted. They're like, you're trying to get girls to black out so guys can like assault them. It's like, what are you talking about?
We're talking about black lights, man.
Yeah.
We're talking about shiny lights in the dark.
So, and then it'd be insurance. Then we didn't go down without a fight. We added foam to the mix.
Oh, yeah. Fucking foam.
Fucking foam. We had this guy, Glenn, from Alaska.
The foam guy.
He built us custom European foam cannons.
No wonder all the money was gone. Come on.
They were built to be like in the Coliseum. You could fill basically entire lower Manhattan with foam with these cannons.
Wow. We put them in like tiny spots.
As our ticket sales were going down, we were going to smaller and smaller venues, and we still had these fucking cannons. And Glenn, the foam guy, was dressed in fatigues. And then foam fatigues. We did a show at Irving Plaza, he wouldn't. He went off the reservation. When like someone has PSD, he wouldn't turn down the foam.
There were girls, people were, like, drowning.
People were puking. No. People were puking in the foam, drowning in the foam.
They were drowning in the foam.
We had to basically tackle Glenn the Foam Guy to get him off the stage. I remember somebody was trying to pitch me an idea, and Gaz ran up. He's like, we got a foam emergency. Fucking Glenn the Foam Guy won't shut the foam off. And it was just going nuts.
We got a foam emergency.
That was Barstool. It was a wild, world.
And that, well, and so, you know, that was...
When was that?
2012?
We had, like, the people who would, used to have to clean up our foam concerts were, like, who would clean up after, like, Katrina. They were, like, mass casualty event, like, cleanup company. They'd be like...
I don't even want to know what was in there.
Yeah, we'd call up, and they'd be like, do you have an emergency? Like, no, we'd like to schedule you, though, for an emergency-type situation after we arrive. It was wild.
I mean, the New York ones, we had one at Roseland Ballroom that got canceled during all the controversy. They had, like, the police commissioner weigh in on it.
Police chief commented on us at a press conference. Yeah. Like, are you going to be able to deal with the Barstool Blackout Tour?
He's
like, I think we can deal with, like, a 3,000 person.
We, like, made it through the aftermath of 9/11. I think we can make it through the Blackout Tour. And I mean, like, finally, some people like came to their senses a little bit there, like, relax, guys. But
That era, I would go to bed on the night of a Blackout Tour, and I just hope that the phone didn't ring at 2 o'clock, because if it did, it would be the same call every time. Paul, sales guy, call him up. They shut us down. What do you want me to do? I'm in a riot right now. It's like, well, Paul, I'm not near you. I'm in bed. It's 2:30. You're going to have to take the lead and make decisions. That's why my favorite video I've ever made is the Autumn Wind is a Pirate. Frankie, put that out. The Autumn Wind is a Pirate. We did the Oakland Raiders theme music with, like, mixed to the Blackout Tour.
It was great. Had the news clips put in there.
It's like there was a report of, like, a human bite in one of them. Like, the quotes are unbelievable. This is unbelievable. With all the clips played.
The Autumn Wind is a Pirate.
I mean, this won't translate.
It's more visual, but the
quotes, though, that we could read off this thing.
Oh, that's great.
Mayhem in Montclair. I love the cool part. My biggest concern that we had protesters. I love this. That may be my favorite quote I've ever had. They're like, do you have any concerns about the protesters showing up? It's like, my biggest concern is that they wear a winter coat because it's cold inside.
They used to show clips on the New York news of, like, where there was a quote-unquote riot, and our guy Greg Kelly was like, that's just a couple people standing outside a bar. It's not a riot.
Destructive Barstool set to hit Manhattan. Market says raucous sex-fueled party.
Look at these pictures.
It was
Blackout
a special time.
That's Devlin shooting people there. Most people think it's fun time, but when you black out from drinking, that's a problem. Barstool Blackout Party orgasm. Not our fault if you pass out. The massive drink fueled the rage.
Daily Mail across the fucking pond. Wow. They were writing about it, Julie.
It took an hour for the crowd to disperse among reports of a human bite.
We had our DJ shot someone in the face with a giant champagne cork. That was a disaster.
People were pushing and fighting and vomiting. I've never seen anything so crazy.
This sounds like a big liability, though. Did you guys get hit with anything? Like,
we had some lawsuits.
Yeah.
I mean, ABC
the
News.
Cork was the problem.
The ABC News truck was following our truck. So Paul would just be driving and, like,
maybe
the Southeast, like, ABC News is just following
it's
our,
like,
truck
a,
around.
They're like a storm chaser. Like they're going after the tornado. Just go where the storm is.
So
Rough and Rowdy probably will be more organized now. We have Churnin and we have smart people involved. But
I'm reading still the headlines. Montclair police arrested 6 people on disorderly conduct charges and took 20 people to hospital with symptoms related to alcohol poisoning. They would blow, like, every concert everywhere, every sporting event, people
always
fight.
Has that.
There's someone who drinks too much. They'd make, like, we were the only people. It's like, oh, 3 kids were, like, drunk. It's like, it's a 5,000-person college
party. It's a giant party. Yeah. I mean, any concert at that time that was doing that kind of stuff had the same or worse. I mean, you go down to, like, the festivals and Ultra and shit.
Ours,
there really are problems down there. Ours were just, like,
ours were actually
a wild party.
Ours
it.
Were better because our crowd is actually, like, more of a beer crowd
we're
than, like, a
crowd.
Weird-ass drug
yeah,
crowd.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure all
yeah,
sorts of shit went on, but we're not
a lot
the,
of drugs then? Or oh, yeah. Is it after? Was, like, the drug era after that? Like, you know,
I think it was,
people really into.
I think it was going on, but our people are
I
not the,
with
like,
Molly once.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly.
I don't even think I did it right. I was, like, rubbing it on my gums. Like, this
you
isn't
can do
working.
It that way. You can do it that way.
Didn't work. Lisa, where to my? I was, like, not affected by
it. I remember that. I just remember footage of that. Like, you're dressed like an asshole. You're in, like, the VIP section with a bunch of, like, kids half your age doing Molly. I was like, Jesus Christ, Dave.